She is.
Do you think she is?
Oh my God, are you kidding?
No, I don't.
Oh, I
think
could scratch
so.
Your eyes out.
Oh my God.
She just gets so. I don't know.
You're funny.
Well, I know. Looks
anyway.
Isn't everything right.
So what do you think, Herman Cain? What do you think? Do you think that all those women are just stepping up to the plate to destroy
that's a toughie.
Him?
That is such a toughie. I find it very odd, and I did not know the statistics that JP just brought out, which is...
Well, you can't believe everything he says.
Really?
Hey, check this, on this woman stuff. With Gloria Allred lived in David Axelrod's building, so...
Hmm.
All these reports are coming out of Chicago. This is what Ann Coulter points out. All these sexual harassment claims are
right where
originating
Obama's
from the Chicago area where Obama's from. And Herman Cain has never spent any time in Chicago whatsoever. So how is it that all these reports are coming from Chicago sources?
Wow, this is a movie here now.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
And especially if that is true. And if the Obama people are trying to destroy McCain, well, aren't they worried about anybody else? Or just because now he's getting out there and they're really that afraid that he's going to become president?
I think Herman
I mean, Cain's... they're not doing anything. Romney, of course, I don't think he's having any kind of sex.
Oh, no.
No, he just...
I can't believe you said
that. How many kids does he have? Come on.
Well, you know.
Well, when there's smoke, there's fire. Getting back to your question.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, when there's smoke, there's fire. Don't you? A little bit. There might be some validity to something.
I think that would just be crazy if they were absolutely
lying. Well, not
all
of them. But not all of them. But there was something that happened because he's admitted to it, right?
Finding them attractive, maybe.
This Crouchero woman?
Yeah.
I don't think she's lying. I think that the Gloria Allred woman is lying. But the other woman, I think she's just one of these fussy people who gets... offended by the least...
By everything. If a man looks at her, she goes, what did you mean by that? What did you actually mean? Did you mean something sexual? That look?
Like those email jokes I just told you. Who gets offended at that?
Right. Well, what do you think, Jay?
About what?
Herman Cain.
I don't know. I just love all the drama.
Yeah, it is kind of fun.
We know how JP feels.
I love all the drama. I don't think anybody's perfect. So I think if you started looking into all the closets and all the pants of everybody,
nobody's perfect, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
I mean, the truth.
That's why so many good people don't run for office, because everybody's got some point in their life when they made a fool of themselves. Right? I know you do.
No, I don't understand that concept at all.
I'm sure those circus years were pretty wild. You
certainly wouldn't find me running for any office. You might be running away from town because they're after me. No, there is something in everyone's... And Herman McCain seems like a good man.
McCain? Now he's McCain?
McCain. Herman McCain. Herman McCain seems like a good man to me.
Yeah.
I mean, from all that I've seen, and he seems very confident. Seems like if there was something in his past... He probably would have spoke up about it.
I think he's ethical as
I don't think he wants to be called later. I don't think he wants to be a Bill Clinton later that goes, okay, I did have sexual relations with that woman. we'll see. Yeah. That going on too. Wow.
Well,
crazy stuff.
I happen to be in
I love when he said, I got to tell you, I love when he said, when they asked if he was going to drop, you know, get out of the race, he said, ain't. Gonna happen.
I know.
Yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be in my car on Tuesday when he did that hour-long confrontation with the press, and I sat there thinking, oh my God, this is the most eloquent man I've ever heard, and he's doing this without the teleprompter like our president uses. He's just winging it, and he's brilliant.
Well, he's been a talk show host. I mean, he's got experience. Don't get too bloated up.
Come on, you and I are talk show hosts. If we start confronting you in a press conference about your sexual past.
I would love it. I would love it. JP's here with me with his attitude. Don't forget his weekly column at jpattitude.com. Amy's sitting in with us. We're just kind of chatting about the hot topics of the week right here on Broadview, and we'll be right back.
/1270 The Buzz. Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Mattley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Mattley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Mattley Properties can do for you. At 848-9064. Mattley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
1270 The Buzz is your home for San Francisco 49ers football. Listen to all the action as they continue their drive towards the playoffs. You'll hear how new head coach Jim Harbaugh plans to attack each opponent with extensive pregame conversation and the inside scoop on how the game went down with postgame locker room interviews and all the action in between. Brought to you by Bill Pierce Motors BMW, Las Trojas Mexican Restaurant, Davita Dialysis, Sierra Freightliner's Sterling and Western Store, and your local neighborhood Bully Sports Bar and Grill. It's a 49ers and the Giants Sunday at 12:15 on 1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We're having some fun today. A lot of hot topics this week. A lot of crazy stories going on. Another one, too. Did you see where 60 Minutes is going to do a report on Pelosi? She's
yeah.
being probed.
That's fun, isn't it?
Probed.
60 Minutes is like this official Democrat That's Party's right. channel.
California Congresswoman and former House Speaker says legislation affecting credit card swipe fees was not brought to the floor of the House in late 2008, citing her husband's purchase of up to $5 million in Visa stock earlier that year.
Ouch.
Oh. And here's what Pelosi's response. What you're contending is not true.
Yeah.
That's a response.
I saw that. That happened mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago.
It's going to air November. When's it going to air? Segment expected to air.
This weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. What's today?
This is the 12th.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to air on
and
60
they
Minutes.
They confronted her at that press conference a couple weeks ago, and I saw yeah. that on the internet.
And she was like a corralled.
She was pissed.
Yeah. Wild
angry.
Woman.
I'm on the radio. I'm angry, not.
Yes, you're angry. She was angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pissed.
Because she's a Democrat. They're not used to being confronted on anything by 60 Minutes. Come on.
You are always so general.
I'm a political
You're
person.
So
That's
general.
Why I'm on.
All Democrats, all
it's true,
Republicans,
though.
Always, all the time.
Come on, Dan Rather.
Dan Rather, here we go.
Get him, Jay.
Paybacks are a you-know-what. Yeah, Dan Rather what?
He invented memos trying to bring Bush down. That's CBS for you.
Well, hey, someone's got to be the watchdog. Right?
That doesn't even make sense.
Yes. Someone's got to be watching, and they're watching $5 million in Visa stock. Wow. Okay, Pelosi, we're going to see what's going on when they probe.
So all these Congress critters are doing this kind of thing. It's
Congress
disgusting.
Critters, I like that. Here's another thing interesting. Condoleezza Rice. I always liked her. There was something about her that was very eloquent, very intelligent. She was on the wrong side of the aisle, but I thought she was very intelligent.
I agree.
Yeah. And she had an interview, and she said that nuclear-armed Pakistan is the one place in the world that she worries a lot about. She still worries about that. She also says it's becoming clearer to the Obama administration that the United States needs to get tougher with its adversaries about the Iranians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And guess where the Iranians got their nuclear information? From Pakistan.
How do you know that?
That's everybody knows that.
There's everybody.
There was one Pakistani nuclear scientist.
Everybody all the time.
Do I need to look it up on Google to convince
you? Well, yeah, that would be nice, but give me some more details. Everybody knows Pakistan.
Okay, none of the crazy little countries with issues had nuclear power until a Pakistani nuclear scientist, who was educated in the West and managed to do it for Pakistan, so they all of a sudden had nuclear power. Well, India had to get nuclear power because India and Pakistan can't stand each other.
Is he still in jail? Or
no, he's not in jail. He's one of the most honored Pakistanis.
I've heard that, yeah.
He's and still, he's shared that information with Iran.
I'm surprised he isn't a USA citizen. I mean, defect, dude.
Why would he defect? He likes what he's proud of what he's done.
Well, yeah, because he's a scientist. He's not doing it for, He's doing it for money, right? Fame? What?
I don't know. Pakistan. I don't know why she said Pakistan.
Yeah, she said Pakistan.
Isn't Iran scarier
That's
than
what
Pakistan?
I was thinking.
Well, maybe it's the silent giant.
I don't know.
I know because Mr. Big Mouth over there in Iran, you know, you always know what's going on.
Anyway, it's a great, she says there's a great weight of evidence that says that Saddam Hussein was not connected to the 9/11 attacks and asserts that the Israelis will defend themselves if Iran acquires nuclear weapons, while acknowledging that an attack on the Islamic Republic's nuclear facilities is easier said than done.
Yeah.
She says that the link between Saddam Hussein and the, you know, the weapons of mass destruction that we all heard did have a link.
Right.
I mean, there was a link to it. We know that he had tried to find nuclear weapons and was about a year from developing a crude nuclear device when he was thrown out of Kuwait, that back in 1990, 91,
yeah,
somewhere in there. And she says that the U.S. knows that he used chemical weapons against his own people.
Right. And against Iranians, yeah.
She's got a book out now, No Higher Honor, Memoir of My Years in Washington.
She was pretty upset. Who was she upset with just recently? Rumsfeld, when he wrote his book and he criticized Condoleezza Rice, and she was like, does that even sound like me? Because he said,
does that even sound like
she
me?
She came into his office crying about something, and he said, come on, does that even sound like me?
Would I be crying?
She's not, doesn't
don't
look
even
like,
paint. They always paint it like that, yeah, you know, like poor Boner.
She was upset about that.
Yeah. Boner, mistaken.
She doesn't seem like the kind of woman who would be going into the Rumsfeld office crying.
She doesn't say who she prefers to see as a Republican president, but she did declare someone will emerge and will have a good nominee, and she will support the nominee because she is a loyal Republican.